What prompted my request for an interview was the meeting last Saturday, the virtual town hall. And you mentioned something that was really interesting to me. And it was that the idea of misinformation is nothing new to us. Can you talk a little bit about that comment?
We are over 30 years past when the major pandemic, so to speak, of HIV and AIDS, 85, the early 80s. But some of those myths are still around, such as, related to transmission, how it can be passed, that it's mostly a gay disease. Those things are still, we're still dispelling some of those myths, letting people know that, HIV doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care your sexual orientation, your race, your financial situation. It's a virus, so it doesn't target any certain population. Another one is that HIV is still around today. We still get that from a lot of people. Was that really still an issue? And there's new infections every day. One thing, too, is that HIV and AIDS are the same. That's the big myth. Or that's the big misunderstanding. It's getting people to understand just because someone is HIV positive, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have AIDS at the time.
My next question would be, how have you and your groups and the organizations that have been working to fight misinformation about HIV and AIDS, what have you done over the last 30 years that has worked that we might be able to incorporate in the coronavirus discussions?
It's really meeting people where they're at to provide that education. Being open-minded to different ways of contacting people, providing information. We do it on several different levels. We will come and do talks where we're providing the education to groups. We go from everywhere from church groups to talking to people that are in current substance treatment. We go to community outreach events, we go to different social service agencies. You start with the person you feel is at risk, and you work all the way up to the leaders of organizations because we need all of our community supporters to also understand the virus and to have that basic education so they can educate their staff, who can educate their clients and understand that need. So we also provide education material. We have literature and brochures and resource materials on pretty much anything related to HIV. Just the basic how HIV, it's HIV 101 to different aspects, drinking with HIV, substance use with HIV, depression and HIV, HIV in elderly, HIV in teens, how abstinence impacts your HIV risk factors, condom use, how that impacts it. So different resources like that. We also will just stand in different spots. We have pop-up, we call pop-up outreach. We pop up a tent, we put some tables out, and we go to our hardest hit areas, as identified by the Indiana State Department of Health, and just be in that area to provide the education, to provide the materials and resources, for reducing risk factors. Having talks like this with new community member, community resource members. You and I had just, made contact on Saturday after you had seen the COVID broadcast I was on. So with the COVID and HIV outreach, you have to take it on those different levels and meet the people where they're at.
Have you, over the course of the 30 years that this has been in the public and been in discussions, have you run into the sort of, and I'll, for lack of a better term, I'll call it the politicization of the information that is now present around coronavirus?
Well, I would say earlier on, there may have been more of that, but now, as they've learned, fear, I think, is an influencer on how information is given out. But when we also rush some of that, getting the information out, to where we're not having people that are actually educated enough on the topic to provide the information. So when we are asking people to push out the information, are we giving them the right resources and material, or how limited are we making them? My answer to your question is that could be because if we're limiting the amount of information we're giving our educators, then yes, that happens.
based on your experience with HIV/AIDS education and dealing with misinformation around that virus and that disease, and the fact that now, honestly, with social media, it actually is a lot different. It's so much different now. Mm-hmm. So based on your experience dealing with misinformation around HIV and AIDS, are you hopeful that we'll get past that same sort of misinformation and that same demonization and politicization of people around it with coronavirus?
Yes, if we can keep continuing to use social media in a positive manner. ARG's social media page has greatly changed over the last 3 or 4 years because we have realized there's a certain way you can get information out, and we have to make sure we're getting information out in a way that people want to read it. You know, if we're using social media to reach people, then you have to use it in a way that people are going to respond to it. If you're throwing up a bunch of facts and data, most people are going to bypass that. So you have to use your social media in a positive aspect in order to draw people in enough to want to read it and or want to see that information. So like I said, it's how we present it to the public, but we have so many different social media platforms to use though now too. We have Facebook, we have Instagram, there's Snapchat, there's Twitter. Five more just probably popped up in our discussion because social media is so vast. I get people all the time that are like, well, did you put it on your website? I was like, websites now are not used in the way they were. Websites used to be used in the way that social media are used now. And so your websites, that's where you can put the big chunks of the data and the big chunks of information you want people to see. But use your social media to draw them in so they'll want to go to your website to get all that information. So we can if we use it effectively.
All right. Thank you, Stacy Easley, the Executive Director of the AIDS Resource Group in Evansville. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you.